JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
I think Luxon might be right. I mean, there's if you look at this bond tender, there is money out there like there is no tomorrow. There's plenty of money to park up around the place, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought I should highlight this. Now, Mike, this week we get an update of the state of the government books. That's for the 6 months to the end of December. And we would assume that these numbers will confirm the, you know, the weak state of the government books at the moment. That was all signalled in the half-year economic and fiscal update, which was released in December. We all listened, and then most people just kind of move on, don't they? But there is a real consequence, because you've got to balance the books. It's like your own bank account. You have to fund it somehow at some point. The end result of the government needs to sell more bonds. And this is, Mike, this is an ongoing process. They're doing it the whole time. But yesterday, the New Zealand Debt Management Office launched a big tender. This is called a syndication. So they raise a minimum of $3 billion. And this is for 2035 government bonds, so 10-year government bonds. Now, they tender bonds on a weekly basis, Mike, but they need so much at the moment that this flow is topped up by what are called these syndications, where they sell a big lump of bonds in one go. So yesterday, a minimum of $3 billion, a maximum of $6 billion. Now, I raise this because one of the concerns raised was what would the demand look like for our government debt with the increased amount that they have to actually borrow. Well, I think we can be reasonably comfortable, Mike, that demand doesn't appear to be an issue. For the record, it looks like however many in a billion are raised today, it'll be raised at an interest rate of approximately 4.6% for 10 years. So that's 4.6% per annum for the next decade. Now, the tender doesn't close until this morning, but order books at the moment, I believe, are well in excess of $10 billion. So there's plenty of interest, Mike. Lots of people are happy to invest in New Zealand. The only thing we don't know, I think one thing there is a little bit of uncertainty about, is whether this ongoing kind of large amount of government debt being sold will tend to crowd out other entities trying to raise debt or other entities trying to issue bonds out of New Zealand. At some level, does it push up their cost of borrowing? That will only become evident over time.
Very good point. Then we get to the aluminium and the 25% and we're in tariff country. So where does all this go?
Yeah, I want to talk tariffs again because this is starting to hit a little closer to home, isn't it, Mike? I mean, this is the latest iteration of what I call Trump's tortuous tariff tirades. So they've announced 25% import tariffs on aluminium and steel entering the US. That is to be followed by reciprocal tariffs on Tuesday and Wednesday. So those are tariffs that would target countries that place imposts on US exports going into other countries, so sort of tit for tat. Now, Mike, New Zealand does export aluminium to the US, but not in large quantities. This is, though, an important issue for Australia. So, Mike, the comments that I make is this highlights that we will get caught up in this tariff trade war at some point. From a market point of view, though, Mike, markets now have to react to what appears to be a potentially continually changing environment. And I don't know what you think, but there's sort of a theme developing here, isn't there, around this whole negotiating tactic. You sort of get this initial salvo. Think back to last week with Mexico, Canada. And then you get a disconnect with what's sort of actually implemented, and it creates all this uncertainty, you know. What does all this bargaining look like? Well, I read an analysis yesterday, Mike. You might like this. This is Trump negotiating tactics. This is what he does. You anchor the topic with extreme offers. You have this relentless framing of outcomes. We're going to get richer. We're going to get stronger. You create perceived urgency. You know, this is going to happen by Tuesday or Wednesday next week. And then you leverage off that unpredictability and you use all these public platforms, social media, TV, etc., as leverage there. So we've talked about, Mike, this creating volatility. The one thing I want to point out about we were going to see more volatility under Trump, if I look at the volatility index of the share markets, it's actually been quite benign since the beginning of January. So we actually, share markets at the moment appear to be handling it. We're not quite seeing the volatility that I thought we might see.
I think because we've seen it before. Now, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones at the moment is, I'll call it pretty flat. It's up 27 points, 44,330. The S&P 500 is up just over half a percent. So this is despite the tariff talk. It's up 33 points, 6,058. And the NASDAQ, the tech companies are bouncing back a little bit, NVIDIA bouncing back. It's up 0.9%, 179 points, 19,703. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 0.75%, 8,767 the close there. Relatively little change in the Nikkei, 38,801. Shanghai Composite up just over 0.5%, 3,322. The Aussies yesterday lost 0.33%, 8,482 was the close in the ASX 200, and we lost 0.2% on the NZX 50, 12,876. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.5646. 0.8998 against the Aussie, 0.5479 euro, 0.4562 pounds, 85.68 against the Japanese yen. Gold, Mike, continues to rally, $2,900 now, and Brent crude, $75.93.
Go well, see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.